DPS arrests man for possession of hundreds of AI-generated images of South Texas children. Texas border business. Austin. The Texas Department of Public Safety's DPS, Criminal Investigations Division, CID, in coordination with the FBI and DMIT Co. Sheriff's Office, DCSO, announces the arrest of a man they believe generated hundreds of AI-generated pornographic images and videos involving local children. Adon Covarrubias, 31, was arrested earlier this month by DPS CID special agents and charged with felony possession of computer-generated child pornography. Charges made possible under the Senate Bill 20, which passed last session. With the accessibility and use of artificial intelligence, AI, technology becoming more prevalent in our modern world, we must remember that some will use these tools for evil, said DPS CID Chief Floyd Goodwin. In Texas, we are fortunate to have new laws that help us hold those who harm our children accountable. As AI grows, cases like this one may too, so parents, please talk to your children about being safe online and out in public and encourage them to speak up if they see or hear something that doesn't seem right. As technology evolves, offenders continue to exploit advanced tools, including artificial intelligence, to harm children and produce child sexual abuse material, said FBI San Antonio Field Office Special Agent in Charge Daniel Faith. Protecting children, our most vulnerable population, is a shared priority among all of us in law enforcement and our community partners. The FBI is committed to leveraging advanced investigative techniques and collaborative partnerships, such as in this case, to identify offenders and bring them to justice. We commend the DMIT Co. Sheriff's Office for collaborating with the FBI, and we thank the Texas Department of Public Safety and the Maverick Co. District Attorney's Office for their swift action in pursuing the investigation and related state charges. In April 2026, as part of a months-long AI-generated child pornography investigation, FBI Del Rio received consent to search and seize electronic devices at Covarrubias' residence in Carrizo Springs. FBI agents identified more than 900 images and videos containing AI-generated pornographic images created by Covarrubias, depicting both prepubescent and pubescent children. Multiple non-AI-generated pornographic images of children were also identified in the seized digital evidence. Through further investigation, law enforcement determined that Covarrubias had taken photos from open-source pages affiliated with South Texas schools and manipulated them through AI tools to nudify the children. To date, approximately 30 child victims have been identified as part of this investigation. Covarrubias was arrested and then booked into the DMIT Co. jail on May 19, 2026, for possession of computer-generated child pornography, a first-degree felony. DPS would like to thank our partners with the FBI, DCSO and Maverick Co. District Attorney's Office for their steadfast commitment and collaboration to hold Covarrubias accountable and to bring justice to these child victims and their families. The department also thanks the FBI for coordinating victim services related to this case. As modern technology continues to evolve and expand, the department will continue to work side by side with local, state and federal partners, as well as the community, to investigate and bring state charges against child predators using AI technology, like Covarrubias, enacted under SB 20. About Senate Bill 20. Passed and signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott last year, Senate Bill 20 created a new state jail felony offense for the possession or promotion of obscene visual material that appears to depict a child. SB 20 specifically targets visual depictions of minors in obscene activities, regardless of whether the depiction is of an actual child, a cartoon or animation, or an image created using artificial intelligence or other computer software. Report suspicious activity. DPS would also like to remind Texans to use iWatch Texas to report any type of suspicious activity in their neighborhoods. iWatch Texas is a critical resource for the public to report any suspicious activity or behaviors in their schools and communities that may indicate criminal, terrorist, or school safety-related threats. As more children will be home for the summer months, enjoying pools, playgrounds, and parks, DPS encourages everyone to be vigilant and mindful. Anyone can report suspicious activity and behavior via the iWatch Texas mobile app, online at www.iwatchtx.org or by calling 1-844-643-2251. A report usually takes less than 5 minutes, and once submitted, each report is reviewed by a law enforcement analyst. All reports are confidential. Providing contact information, which is optional, will allow for follow-up questions. You're encouraged to download the app now so it's ready when you need to make a report. iWatch Texas program is not designed to report emergencies. If a situation requires an emergency response, call 911. Texans can also report suspected online and offline child sexual exploitation to the FBI through the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children's, NCMEC, cyber tip line. Reports can be submitted to the cyber tip line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to be reviewed by FBI personnel. To make a cyber tip line report, visit report.cybertip.org or call 1-800-THE-LOST, 1-800-843-5678. By working together, we can make Texas a safer place for all of us to call home. HQ 2026-054. Texas DPS.